President Biden called it a sad day for the court and the country after the U.S. Supreme Court released its ruling this morning to overturn Roe v. Wade. The 1973 decision protected legal access to abortion across the country, but no longer. Several states have already enacted abortion bans, and the procedure could be banned in about half the country in short order. Other states are moving to shore up abortion rights. NPR White House correspondent Scott Detrow joins us now. Scott, good to have you.
Hey, good afternoon.
So you've covered the president as he ran for office and as he's dealt with this issue during his time in the White House. What struck you about what the president had to say today?
You know, a few things. One, I was struck by how willing Biden was to repeatedly say that this is an extreme ruling by an extreme Supreme Court. That's how he framed it. This is a longtime institutionalist, longtime chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee making that point as he talked about this ruling. You know, Biden talked about steps that his administration will take going forward, but also effectively conceded that they're limited and said, look, the votes are not there in Congress right now, despite the fact that Democrats control both the House and the Senate, to codify the abortion rights that Roe v. Wade had given. And Biden made this pitch to voters who support abortion rights to say, you need to show up at the polls, you need to make this the central issues of a campaign. But he said that in a context where so many of the big factors that usually decide elections, including the economy, are really pointing against the Democratic Party right now. And when Biden has, you know, low 40s, high 30s approval rating, it's really a condition where Democrats would lose, not gain seats this fall.
Right. So as you mentioned, I mean, the president said it's up to Congress to restore the rights that were enshrined in Roe v. Wade. That's obviously not going to happen, at least not in this Congress at this time. So what, if anything, can the president do now in terms of executive action, for example?
Biden said the federal government would do a few things, that it would ensure that women are allowed to cross state borders to get abortions, that doctors who treat women from other states would not be punished. We're not sure exactly what that would look like, whether that's, you know, legal actions or anything else. He also said that the federal government will ensure that FDA-approved pills are able to be sent through the mail. He's talking there about pills that end pregnancies that are going to become a big focal point of where policy goes next. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, said that the Department of Justice would work to ensure that. Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra said something similar. But look, big picture, executive actions, federal actions cannot stop the basic trend line of Republican legislatures passing state-level laws, which is where most of the action is here.
Right. So, as we know, Biden has been struggling in the polls. Democrats are expecting to lose the House, possibly the Senate, in November. Mm-hmm. They have been expecting that. Does this ruling change the political calculus at all for Democrats, or even the political atmosphere?
You know, usually predictions to that end are wrong far from the election.
Yeah.
But I think,
fair enough.
You know, there are so many implications from today's ruling that directly affect people's lives in ways that many people will be happy about, in ways that many people will be upset about. I think this is something that's not going to fade away like many other policies we asked that question about, right? Going forward, I mean, we've spent so much time today covering the amount of states that have instantly put new laws on the books or enacted old laws that immediately make abortion illegal. I think this will be something we'll be talking about for months.
Scott Detrow, NPR White House correspondent, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Thank you.